getting into an airplane for about the cost of getting into a boat. How can this be? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for the download. Hey, are we all tired enough of hearing about the recession already? You know, it's our job here to bring you news of the significant stories shaping aviation. Unfortunately, if you put any credence in the economic projections of the major GA manufacturers, it looks like we could be talking end of 2010 before the economic news gets appreciably better. We're going to be hearing about production cuts and layoffs for a while. But recessions also bring opportunity. Fuel prices are back down, and any time everyone thinks they need to sell is a great time to buy. But how do you do that when you're not sure how the recession will affect you? Just as important, if you've committed to share your life with a family, how do you justify buying an airplane for recreational use in times like these? Well, David Krueger thinks he has the answer. According to Dave's math, flying a general aviation aircraft can cost as little or less per hour than your neighbor pays to operate his ski boat, if the initial purchase price can be brought down. Since very few general aviation pilots ever fly enough hours to keep an airplane busy, partnerships are a major opportunity. But how do you find partners? Well, that's where David comes in. He's the CEO of the Aircraft Partnership Association, a sort of match.com for would-be aircraft partners. And best of all, his service is free, at least for now. Aero TV recently talked to David about his idea. It makes just as much sense without the pictures, and it sure does make some cheery listening during a recession. So have a listen and give it some thought. Here's Dave.
What we're trying to do in a very systematic and organized fashion is reduce the cost of flying, particularly the cost of acquiring aircraft through sharing them efficiently. We do three things. First of all, we have a service which is sort of like eHarmony or Match.com for pilots, and that they go onto a website and they fill out a very detailed profile, what their flying habits are, if they own an aircraft, all about that aircraft, or if they want to buy an aircraft, all about that, how they expect the aircraft to be maintained, all of the information that you would want to know about somebody you would partner with an aircraft. They post that on the website, and then they can both be found by other pilots and go off and search for other pilots that meet their criteria. Okay, that's one service. Then once your partners are found, we have industry partners that do everything from providing tax advice, legal advice, insurance, financing, used aircraft, new aircraft, so forth, to the point where you're actually flying. And then our third phase is partnership administration services, which has six modules. That's an online flight scheduling, it's online software, online maintenance scheduling, including squawk reporting and that type of thing, pilot logbook, aircraft logbook, partnership bookkeeping, and a work order system for getting work done on the aircraft. And our reason that we put those services out there is so that that's a big part of a partnership. Somebody has to do that, and normally what they have to do is reinvent that wheel over and over again, and we make it very easy for them to get that done. We got the idea about 2 years ago when I was in a partner hunt myself and became very frustrated because I had heard, gee, a great way to reduce your cost of flying is to find a partner, which makes perfect sense if you're flying like I do 60 or 70 or 75 hours a year. But there's a big gap between the concept and being actually able to pull it off, particularly in the post-911 era. The airport that I used to go to that I could just drive up around the hangars has now got an 8-foot fence and razor wire around it. So where do you go to meet people? And the obvious answer was to go to the web. If we're going to do this job of getting aircraft inexpensive enough, acquisition-wise, for people to be able to actually afford, what's the cost of the competition? So we looked at the power sports market, things that we're all familiar with. Boats, bass boats, ski boats, jet skis, snowmobiles, all those kind of powered recreational activities, and started looking at, well, what's the actual cost of owning one of those things? And for example, we looked at last year in 2007, the average cost of a new boat, motor, and trailer in the U.S. was right at $30,000. If you finance that for 5 years at 8% and you use it the way that they're normally used, which, by the way, is the pilot usage, boat usage and things like that, when it's for recreation, the usage patterns are identical because they're constrained by most of those people in the workforce, nights, weekends, weather, vacations, and so forth. What's the true cost, hourly cost of ownership for doing those traditional type of power sports activities? What we found out is that they typically average between $150 and $250 an hour. You can fly an airplane in a lot of cases for that cost or less. So what's the difference? It's acquisition cost. You know, $30,000 boat, $135,000 LSA. So the solution would appear to be cutting that acquisition cost down, and the easiest way to do that is to share the airplane, thus the Aircraft Partnership Association. So those are our functions. And again, our goal and our mission and what really drives us is making the market that GA does not play in right now, the traditional power sports market, opening up to general aviation for both new aircraft and used aircraft, getting those acquisition costs down to that, you know, $5,000, $15,000, $25,000, $50,000 range that reaches a market that's about 60 times the size of the one that we currently enjoy.
Got you thinking yet? We'll be back in a moment with more of the musings of David Krueger, CEO of the Aircraft Partnership Association, and he'll tell you how to sign up at no cost. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips, composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Today, we're listening to David Krueger, CEO of the Aircraft Partnership Association, and his thoughts on how even you can afford to fly your own aircraft. Okay, Dave, you had me back when you said it could be cheaper than a boat, but if I want to start the matchmaking process, how can APA help me, and how do I get started?
It's a free service, and it will continue to be free for some time. But go out to our website. The Aircraft Partnerships Association's website is www.thetangohotelechoapaalphapapaalpha.com, and you would simply fill out a profile. A profile normally takes about 15 or 20 minutes to fill out, and it's what kind of flying you want to do, what kind of aircraft that you want to fly, or what kind of aircraft that you already own if you want to share that with somebody else, or have an existing partnership where you need to replace a partner or expand it. That takes about 20 minutes, and then after you're completed, you can then be found by other people in your area that have a like interest, and you can go find people that have a like interest. Communication is very similar to the online dating services. Your contact information is not available unless you give it to somebody. All you can see is somebody's profile, and we also provide an email alert service so that when somebody new in your particular area becomes an APA member, then you get an email. You can very quickly click a link, look at their profile, say, hey, there's a guy that's wanting to fly a low-wing, all-metal, four-seat airplane. That's what I want to fly. And one gentleman yesterday who said he was going to write us so that we could publish it on our website said he had been advertising in different online and paper publications for a couple of years for partners. He has been on the APA for a little bit less than a month, and he's already put his partnership together. After 2 years of kind of head-banging frustration, just trying to find people to fly with, 1 month on the APA, he's essentially done. Now, that's not going to happen for everybody. There's a lot of factors in that, you know, where you're located, how many people are already there. We started our initial rollout and just our first little bit of advertising in one online publication a couple of months ago, and we already have 1,000 qualified partners and partnerships. Now, the interesting thing is about a quarter of those are people that already own airplanes that either want to share it for the first time or that are in an existing partnership. The other 75% are people, in a lot of cases, who are first-time buyers, who want to become first-time buyers, but they just have to find a partner to be able to either afford it or just cost-justify it. That's pretty much what we predicted happened, and we think it's a good indication that there is a really large unseen demand for people that want to buy airplanes but can't get started until they can find partners. That's the problem that we're trying to solve.
David Krueger is the CEO of the Aircraft Partnership Association. You can find out more and access APA's co-owned aircraft cost calculator at www.theapa.com. If you'd like to see a video version of this interview, find it at www.aero-tv.net in the archives for Wednesday, February 4th, 2009. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.